How can you only sing psalms when Christ isn't even mentioned? Singing the psalms can be a new experience for many Christians who have never had the chance or come across singing all of the psalms. For those of you not aware, there are a number of psalters around the world. Our denomination has our own translation of the psalter. The Reformed Presbyterian Church of Ireland has also been a historic translation of the psalter into meter, which is known as the 1650 Scottish metrical psalter, which is an excellent translation of the psalms, allowing one to sing the psalms. But the question might arise in some people's minds is, how can you sing the psalms when Christ's name isn't even mentioned? We all know that the norm is for worship, which allows a certain freedom in writing songs and playing them in church. And it seems strange when people will claim that the Bible commands, those who believe in the regulative principle of worship, that the Bible commands that only the psalms are to be sung. And it feels kind of, well, restricted to say you're only allowed to sing the psalms. And for some, it can feel like perhaps even Christ is removed from worship itself. But is this really true? I want us to think about this for a second. If the psalms don't mention Christ, then there is something wrong. We are to worship Christ. We're to worship through Christ, worshiping God, and with Christ, in union with Him. Okay? So the psalms should be about Christ. So if they don't mention Christ, so something is wrong and something is defective in our worship. We are to worship Him. So where is Christ mentioned? We're just going to look at two examples, and there's many more you could look at. Psalm 24, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in His holy place? This is in verses 3 and 4. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Who is this person in Psalm 24 who can ascend into the hill of the Lord? Do you? Or do I have clean hands? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. David, who wrote the psalm, was a sinner, but could sing this psalm. Why? Because he had Christ's righteousness imputed to his account. Think about this. David could sing. Who may ascend? Who has clean hands and a pure heart? Who may go into the hill of the Lord? He could sing this psalm because he was in union with Christ and he had Christ's righteousness imputed to his account. Ultimately, it is speaking about Christ. Who is that person with clean hands? This King of Kings and Lord of Lords spoken about in Psalm 24. Of course, it is speaking about Jesus Christ. Clearly, Psalm 24 speaks of Christ. Another example, Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Psalm 110, verse 1. From the context of the psalm, this is clearly mentioning Christ. This is clearly speaking about Christ. This is clearly describing Christ. Who is Lord? You can't believe. If you don't believe what I'm saying, take what our Savior Himself says. This is from Matthew 22, verses 41 to 44. While the Pharisees were gathering together, Jesus asked them, saying, what do you think about Christ? Whose son is He? Then they said to Him, the son of David. He said to them, how then does David in the Spirit call Him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. So clearly in this, Matthew 22, verses 41 to 44, Christ quotes this psalm, Psalm 110. And clearly it is mentioning and referring to Christ. Not only do the Psalms mention Christ, and we could look at many other examples. See, sometimes we want the name Christ there, which is Christos in Greek, or Messiah, Mashiach in the Old Testament. But there's other ways that Christ can be mentioned. Not only is Christ mentioned, they are about Christ, describing Christ, the struggles and experiences of Christ. I don't think it would be possible to write anything else that was so focused, that is so focused upon Christ, whether it's Psalm 1, which deals ultimately it's about the moral character of Christ himself, but also about those who are Christ-like. Psalm 2 clearly refers to Christ. Psalm 22, the sufferings of Christ. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do the Psalms not mention Christ all the way through? Question is, do we see them? Just because we don't see it doesn't mean it is not there. There's nothing more special, sweet, than singing these Psalms that relates so closely to our own experiences as Christians. Do you ever get to a point where you're singing modern man-written hymns and they just do not resonate with your soul? There's many other arguments can be made about this, but the Psalms focus on who he is, what he has done for sinners like you and me. It may seem restricted, but they, in a beautiful way, in an unrestricted way, show the beauties of Christ. There is nothing restrictive at all about the Psalms. You don't lose anything by singing the Psalms exclusively in worship. You gain. What better way to glorify God than singing his own very word? This has been Paul Flynn. Thank you for listening.